Pardon me.
Yes, mate. Oh, Buckhouse is that way. Big Ben and Sinker's column is down there.
I'm not looking for directions.
Oh?
I've been looking for you. My name is Taylor. I'm with the BBC.
Really?
That's one hell of a big bunny you've got there. A real whopper. Is he for real?
Why don't you take off his gag and ask him?
Careful, he bites.
Fascinating. Have you guys made a deal with anyone?
A deal?
Have you signed a contract?
No, we can't get anyone to listen to us.
Well, don't worry. From here on, I'll take care of everything.
What do you have in mind, Mr. Taylor?
Simple. I'm going to give you kids a platform, a chance to tell your story. And this time, everyone will listen.
We present Time Hops, a serial in five parts by Alan Gilby and David Richard Fox. Episode 5, Time's Up.
Mouse Scientist EK6, engaging diary mode. Dear Diary, I have taken a giant leap backwards for rodent kind. Just as we thought, there was another species on this earth 1 million years ago. They're called humans, and I have met some. Steph 17, her brother Max, his friend Baz, and a young man from an earlier age, Horatio Nelson. Here in the late 20th century, the Earth has not yet been reduced to a stinking ball of toxic waste. My mission is to track down the source of the pollution and, if possible, put a stop to it. We have captured my adversary, the rabbit warrior, RV-101. Now we have a real chance to make the world wake up to the dangers of genetic engineering.
Sure you know your script, Steph?
Where's Ink, Taylor?
Waiting for you on the stage, I promise.
I know my script.
Good, only there's a lot of very important people sitting out there. We have to impress them.
And if we do, will things change?
Believe me, kid, after today I can see the future looking a whole lot brighter.
Brilliant.
That's our cue, Steph. If you'd like to step this way.
Ladies and gentlemen, the BBC are proud to present The Face of Tomorrow. Uncover the cages! Yes, they are quite real, ladies and gentlemen, but do not fear. These cages are strong enough to hold them.
Who caged you, Ink? They never said they caged you.
Doesn't matter, Steph. Nothing matters as long as you make them listen.
So tell them, kid. Here's the mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may not believe the creatures that stand before you. It took me some time to believe in myself, I can tell you. But real they are. And also the face of your future. A future formed by a powerful new serum, which, when it's released into the ecosystem, encourages the rapid growth of living cells, creating giants like these. This serum is not science fiction. This serum is only a few years from reality.
Good work, good work. Now hammer it home.
We have the technology. We have the opportunity. The potential for unscrupulous commercial interest to develop such a serum in the furtherance of their insatiable desire for profit is enormous. Why are they clapping? I haven't finished yet.
They like you, Steph. And they like what you're selling.
So it is vitally important to act swiftly and decisively whilst we still have time. We must ban all...
That's enough, kid. Quit while you're ahead.
But I haven't finished yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, this young lady has had a long and arduous adventure. Time she had a rest. In the meantime, to discuss the incredible implications of genetic research and these creatures, would you please welcome Professor Cushing and Dr. Lee?
Seth's doing really well. Listen to that applause.
I do not wonder, Max. Your sister has a dignity and poise far beyond her years.
Oi!
You're talking about my woman.
She is more than a woman, Baz. She's a true lady.
Well, I'm a true skinhead. And if I hear you talking like that again, I'll personally send you back to the 18th century. And you won't need a time cycle. I'll nut you there.
Tis brains, not brawn, that wins the hand of a fair lady,
yeah,
Baz.
Well, brains ain't much use when their owner is unconscious.
Leave it out. Can I leave you two alone for 5 minutes?
Steph!
Oh, did I sound all right?
She sounded great.
And you told them all about how they have to save the world?
Well, yeah, sort of.
One thing at a time. We're dealing in big concepts here. We have to introduce them slowly.
So, what do we do now?
Just relax. The BBC will take up all your suggestions and act on them immediately.
Yes!
I particularly like your name for the serum. Neutrogene 666. Mind if we run with that?
As what?
As a name for our program.
The television program you're going to make.
No. The research program to genetically engineer cows the size of Manhattan.
What? But we thought you were the BBC.
That's right. The bigger burger company of America. Who else?
Well, we've been stitched up.
But if you're going to make that serum, it's going to get spilt and everything in the world will mutate.
And the Earth cannot support all the extra life.
And the only things that will survive will be the laboratory rats, mice and rabbits.
Kids, kids, calm down. There's obviously been some sort of misunderstanding here. But I'm sure if you'll just step this way, then everything will be made perfectly clear. Oh.
Steph?
Just follow me.
Does that mean I won't get to meet Andy Payton?
We'll see, Max.
Right Steph. Through here. Right this way. Come along. Now, clear enough for you?
But this is the street.
Exactly. Goodbye.
Oi.
Wait, what about Eek?
What are we going to do with Eek?
Come on, Ben. Get in there. Come on, Ben.
That's right. Hold the Easter Bunny first.
Primitives! I will kill you all for this.
If he won't cooperate, trank him and gag him again. Well, go on, then.
What
are you afraid of? They're only dumb animals.
Why don't you simply order him?
To do what?
To cooperate. He may be vicious, savage, and brutal, but he's also pretty dumb. He might just obey.
Come on, Squeak, you're next.
It's Eek.
Get into the lorry.
With him?
Don't worry, we've got your own private cage in there. I wouldn't want him to tear you apart.
That's your job, right?
Whatever happens to you, I promise it'll be humane.
Please remind me of that when you're cutting me open.
You think you're smart, don't you?
On the contrary. If I was smart, I'd have seen this coming. Of course you're going to use us to originate the serum. It all fits now.
Don't worry. We still have a few surprises in store.
Such as?
The top secret installation we're taking you to.
Don't tell me. The Sellathorpe Institute for Weird Agricultural Research, sponsored by your company.
How did you know?
Just a lucky guess.
No one will disturb us there because...
Because you've constructed a warren of underground laboratories protected by robot security guards.
But...
Been there, seen it, done it.
Guards, load this thing onto the truck.
Come on, let's go.
It's going for a little drive in the country.
Activate. We must get inside that building.
You lot took your time. Where's EK6?
Held prisoner. We have to go back in time to a point where we can stop ourselves being conned by Taylor.
Well, what's the point?
What do you mean, what's the point?
Well, it never worked before. We only ever ended up making things worse.
So it pains me to admit it. Max is right.
Don't argue. We've got no choice.
I still say we should use the big gun I took off the bunny. We could fire it at the building.
What? And end up with no building to rescue them from? No way. Norton, prepare to time hop.
Engaging Enigma Drive. Oh, dear. I was afraid this time would come.
What's the matter, Norton?
That didn't sound too healthy.
No. You see, for some time now, I've had this little red light flashing on my dashboard. At first, I thought it might just be my canopy not closing properly. But now I realize it's far more serious.
You're not ill, my friend.
In a manner of speaking. You see, my time travel capabilities rely on the use of my Enigma Drive. And that eventually burns out.
Why didn't you say so? We've been bouncing backwards and forwards in time like a bungee-jumping kangaroo.
How many hops have we got left, Norton?
A limited number, I'm afraid.
Exactly how many?
One.
One? One? That is pretty limited, isn't it?
I'm very sorry, Baz.
You're sorry? I was going to go forward a week and pick up the racing results.
Why?
Are you kidding? We'd have cleaned up.
Oh, where can we go with just one hop, Steph?
Nowhere, Max. We're stuck here. And for once, time's not on our side.
Max! Look out!
Max!
Blooming bigger burger company. They're not dissecting your friends, they're running you over with their lorries.
Yeah, they're refrigerator lorries. Norton, scan that van.
Why are you looking like that, Steph?
What better way to keep a valuable cargo than on ice?
Sensors indicate the presence of two life forms in the front of the vehicle. And another two in the back.
EKRV 101.
They're moving them out.
Yeah, and I bet they're taking them to Sellathorpe. Norton, what are you like on normal roads?
I've never driven on them.
First time for everything. Ignition on.
But I
ignition on. Everyone climb on the bike and hold tight.
Oh, careful.
And Norton?
Yes, Stephanie?
Let's burn rubber.
Yes! Yay!
Right!
Imprisoned in cages, chained and confined. Mind you, we should be used to it, eh, RV? After a life spent underground, a life with no freedom. Mustn't grumble, I suppose. Mustn't make waves or cause trouble. After all, they are taking us home.
Ah, silence!
Is that an order?
Yes! You are my prisoner!
Ah, thanks for clearing that up. Any chance of some bread and water?
You dare to mock me, subversive? Soon I will be free of this cage! And then you will meet your destiny.
Oh, see into the future, can you?
I am an exterminator, and you are my target. Nothing can prevent your death. Nothing. It is meant to be.
Oh, really? Well, sprinkle this on your carrot and chew it. You've got to die, too. You've got to let them chop you up and put you in their serum, or our world won't happen at all.
Yes, this is another of your tricks.
Without our blood, there's no Mutagene 666. Without Mutagene 666, there's no us.
You're talking rubbish.
Bit of a conundrum, isn't it, RV-101?
I am not listening.
No, your kind never does.
The cones! Watch out for the cones! Don't get extra power up for eating them, you know.
Sorry, I'm not used to these driving conditions. You encounter very few orange plastic bollards in interspatial time.
Oh, we're losing the lorry, Norton. Can't you go any faster?
Not carrying this kind of weight.
But they're still getting away.
You know, this truly is the most invigorating ride. Galloping on our iron steed through a herd of other conveyances, stampeding them in our wake.
Oi, watch where you're going.
With freedom of the open road, the wind whistling through our hair.
You see old Bill? How fast are we going, Norton?
My sentence measures time, not miles per hour.
In that case, I'd say we're going about 2 years over the legal limit.
Look, old Bill is flashing us the fastest beacon.
I think they want us to pull over. Just because four kids on a motorbike are doing a ton through rush hour traffic.
That's it!
They're gaining on us faster! Norton, how are you adjusting to travelling on tarmac?
I'll get used to it.
Good, because it's time to try a new thing.
What?
Crash that barrier. We're taking to the fields.
Yeah, wicked!
Hang on.
Oh, my feelings are coming out.
I've seen a typhoon raging around the Cape, but never anything like this.
We still haven't lost them, look.
Oh, no, they've turned off the road after us.
Oh, well, at least the farmer's getting his field plowed for nothing.
This is playing havoc with my shock absorbers.
Steph, what's that? It's the countryside, Max. That green stuff outside of London.
No, what's that ahead of us?
They're ahead of us?
Some sort of shed? What sort of shed?
Does that answer your question?
Get them off me!
Oh, they're only chickens, Max. Chickens belong in cupboards, not on my face.
I hope the farmer likes his egg scrambled.
Oh, I'm covered in feathers and stuff.
Fear not, Max. You'll soon be able to wash them off.
Why'd you say that?
Because we're heading towards the river. Look!
Oh! Insufficient braking distance. Warning. Insufficient braking distance.
Oh, you have to try and jump it, Norton.
But I can't jump rivers.
Look, if you can jump centuries, you can jump rivers. So jump!
I did it!
Ha! Wasn't so bad, was it?
I think I'm dead.
My heart stopped beating.
I saw my whole life pass before my eyes and there weren't enough dinners in it.
Oh,
I hope they wanted to join the river police.
Well done, Norton. We lost them.
Yeah, but we lost the lorry and all.
Not so. According to my scanners, this overland route has cut the journey in half. We should be able to head the lorry off with ease.
But what do we do then?
Leave it to me.
Well, set then, Ratio. You've got a plan.
Yes, Matt. The ride has served to shake some semblance of a strategy into my mind. And you will play an important part in its execution.
Whoa! What do I have to do? I hate this.
Lie down, Max.
Yeah, but suppose they don't stop.
They will work.
Suppose they think I'm a hedgehog and run me over.
Then I'll report them to the RSPCA. Just do what Ratio told you. He knows what he's doing.
I hate this.
Any sign of the lorry yet?
Not yet, but it's getting dark.
How are we supposed to see them?
Steph will give us the signal, won't you, Steph?
Yeah.
Right, then we all fall to our deaths.
You will not fall.
This tree is swaying.
Be thankful it is not the crow's nest of a ship in a force 10 gale, Buzz.
Listen, Captain Birdseye, I'm an inner city kid. I don't like trees. Trees ain't natural.
Wait, something's happening.
Max, headlights.
Oh, no.
Right, here they come. Wriggle about, Max, wriggle.
What?
You know, roll about a bit and groan.
Brace yourself, Buzz.
Don't worry about me. Just remember the shout I taught you.
Really, I failed to see.
They shout in fields and they swing on ropes and they walk away afterwards. So shout it.
Stop! Please stop! Will you stop? They're not stopping. Stop! You have to. It's my brother. Stop! It worked. Keep pretending to be ill, Max.
Pretending.
What the hell are you kids doing? What's the matter with him?
I think it's his appendix, mister. I think he just burst.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, one minute he was crossing the road, the next minute, pop, his guts went. I'm not in terrible pain.
Are you sure he's not just playing you up? Has he got PE tomorrow?
What's the problem, Norm?
This kid. Possible appendicitis.
Nah, wrong side for that.
Ulcerative colitis.
More likely irritable bowel.
How about gastroenteritis?
No. Wait. I've got it.
Coronary thrombosis.
Look, when you two are quite finished playing casualty, can we get on with the ambush?
Ambush? What ambush?
Oh, my God! Oh.
A perfect landing.
Max, fight the ropes.
Get off me!
I will, just as soon as we tied you up.
Oh, then you're an old like that.
I just invented it. I call it the half Nelson.
Right, you. Where's the keys?
What keys?
Keys to the back of the van.
We don't have them. It's a special cargo. They don't give us keys to special cargo.
Then we have no choice but to use plan B.
Oh, no.
Brilliant. Quick, into the cab.
Are you certain you can steer this
through? No sweat. That police ran driving classes at our school. Thought it would stop us joyriding.
Take that little road through the forest, Beth. We'll follow on Norton. From now on, it should all be simple. All we have to do is blow the doors open.
What?
We've stopped again. Sleeping on duty, RV-101. What would the Rat King say?
Where are we? At the laboratory?
I don't know. Something strange is going on out there.
I dreamt that I killed you and then I went home.
You really do have a one-track mind, don't you?
Goes with the territory. I am an exterminator. I work 24 hours in filthy conditions. With the stench of fear in my nostrils. And the sight of blood on my hands.
Every job has its bad points.
What do you mean? Those are the good points.
Shh! I can hear voices.
Are you really sure about this, Baz?
I told you. I'm a natural-born marksman.
Maybe we should let Ratio fire it.
Him? He's a kid. He's only 12, I'm 14.
Technically, Baz, I'm 236. Plus, I was trained in gunnery.
What, with cannonballs? This is state-of-the-art, heavy-duty firepower, sunshine. Leave it to someone who's read every copy of 2000 AD.
But there's so many dials. What if you do it wrong?
It's sorted, Steph. Watch. You see that tree over there?
The one between the barn and the telephone pole.
Hey, bullseye! Completely vaporised.
Yeah, and so's the telephone pole on the barn.
Well, the setting was a bit wide, that's all.
Should I try and pick the lock instead?
No time. They'll be looking for us, don't forget.
Baz, I think that we should...
It's all under control, Steph. Okay, stand back, everyone. Eek, Move away from them doors.
You missed!
The doors are still intact.
Maybe, but the lorry's completely vaporised.
What's holding the doors up, Steve?
Good shot, Baz.
Eight, you're alive!
Despite your valiant rescue, yes, it would seem so.
See, I told you I could do it.
Oh, watch out, Baz. Flopsy's coming round.
I will kill you all.
Yeah. We've heard it all before.
Keep the weapon on him, Baz.
Don't worry, I've got him covered.
Thanks, everyone. I owe you my life for what it's worth.
Don't thank us just yet.
What do you mean?
I don't know how to put this, Eek, but the fact is, you see...
Norton's knackered.
Thanks, Max.
It's true, Eek. I have only one hop left.
Why don't we all get on the bike and go somewhere? That this island you were going on about.
No. I'm sorry, Max, it won't work. I see now there's only one way to end this.
How, Eek? Do you hear that?
Sensors indicate the presence of many vehicles headed this way.
They're coming for us.
I've been doing some thinking while the bunny was asleep. Horatio?
Yes, Eek?
The time cycle is yours. Go home.
No, I cannot do it.
We took you from your world, from your loved ones. Go back now.
But, Eek, I'm happier in this time of miracles. Max has told me of so many wonders.
But he can't stay here. This place is in history. He has to lose his eye and his arm and die at Trafalgar.
I think I would rather visit Europe, Disney.
Okay, kids, the game's up. This is Taylor. We have you surrounded. Hand over the specimens and you won't be harmed.
This is it. The end of the road.
Not quite. Baz, it's up to you now.
Huh? It is?
Yes. You have to kill me.
What?
And the rabbit. It's the only way.
It can't be.
Do you want to save the world or don't you?
But we want to save you too.
I'm a mutant. I'll never fit in. My very existence threatens all life on the planet.
I can't just shoot you. Just like that.
You have to.
You will die of old age first. You are wasting your breath, EK6. This boy is not capable.
I am.
I know him. He is a coward.
No, I'm not.
Then shoot. What is the matter with you? Suddenly you have no taste for guns?
Shut up.
Or you will do what? Blow my brains out?
Do it, Baz. You'll be a hero.
Look at him. He hasn't got the nerve.
Steph?
It's all right, Baz.
I can't do it.
I know.
Nobody move.
Taylor!
You are completely surrounded. Give me the weapon.
Don't, Baz!
You kids have cost me a lot of valuable time. If you hadn't set fire to half the forest, we'd never have found you.
Leave us alone!
Not a chance. Professor Cushing, Dr. Lee, step forward and bring your syringes.
No! Get back!
You heard the man! Surrender the gun!
Baz, get out!
Arm, wrist!
You should leave firearms to those for whom they are a way of life and death.
She's gone, Max. But why?
Happy now, Harvey? Are you finally happy?
Satisfied. My mission is accomplished.
That mouse was the property of the Bigger Burger Company.
I am tired. I am going home. Norton, prepare to time hop.
Never.
Not even to save the lives of these humans.
All right. You win. Ignition on.
What was the point of going home? You've killed your future.
I am not listening.
Engaging Enigma Drive.
With her dead and you gone, there'll be no serum.
I am not listening. I am the exterminator. I am the law.
And now you're committing suicide. Time hop.
Hasta la vista, bunny.
Morning,
Mrs. M. You're out bright and early today.
No rest for the wicked, Stephanie. And what about you two sitting there like two lovebirds?
We're just enjoying some time together.
Well, I think it's very nice seeing young people getting on for a change. Oh, well, I better get on and see to that moaning mother of mine. She'll kill me if I don't get back with her jammy dodgers.
And how is Doris?
She's never been the same since that doodlebug scared her in the war. I wouldn't care. It's him, my stepdad, with his old songs. Between the two of them, they're driving me off my head, Steph. The things we put up with.
Bye, Mrs. M.
Bye, dear. Bye, Basil.
Bye. It's Baz.
You all right?
Never better.
You seem quiet.
I just can't believe it's really all over.
Don't worry.
If the bigger burger people were going to do us, they'd have done it by now. There's nothing they can prove.
Malicious damage?
No guns.
Speeding?
No, no bike.
Stealing their specimens?
No specimens. With Eek and RV gone, Taylor's in disgrace. They think he hired two men in furry suits to con the company.
Do you think we made a difference to the world then? Everything looks the same to me.
Not to me.
No. Not to me either.
Steph has got a boyfriend. Steph has got a boyfriend.
Put a sock in it, Max.
Greetings, Steph and Baz.
All right, Ratio.
What are you two doing with that shopping trolley?
A most wondrous new pastime.
I taught him it.
We take this conveyance to the top of yonder tower.
Then we drop it off.
Clever.
Do you want to be in our gang?
No, I think we'll pass on that, thanks, Max.
It is your loss, my friends. Oh, I'd move a few feet to the left if I was you. You're sitting on ground zero.
Steph, You know this time travel business?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's one bit that I don't get.
The bit about Eek stopping herself existing.
You too.
All day.
If the serum was made from Eek's genes, and Eek was the result of the serum...
Then by stopping the serum being made, there never was an Eek.
But if there never was an Eek to stop them making the serum...
Then it must have been made, and therefore Eek existed.
And could stop them making the serum.
Yeah, but if that happened...
Then she can have...
So...
Max!
Ratio! Hang on a minute!
Wait up! Yeah.
We're coming!
In the final episode of Time Hops, EK6 was played by Sarah Crow, RV-101 by David Harewood, Steph by Nicholas Stapleton, Baz by Paul Reynolds, Max by Dax O'Callaghan, and Horatio by Joshua Taub. Norton was Ian Masters, Taylor Neville Jason, and Mrs. Miller Margaret John. The driver and his mate were played by George Parsons and Oliver Senton. Time Hops was written by Alan Gilby and David Richard Fox, with original music composed by Richard Attree of the BBC Radio Phonic Workshop. The director was Nandita Ghosh.